You know what I've been dying to ask you, Nick?
Let's hear it.
J-Lo getting back with Ben Affleck. I know it's so random. So Raven is on vacation until next Tuesday. So Nick Fradiani is going to be my guest co-host. And thank you so much for coming.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
It.
This is great.
Yeah, and Nick won season 15 of American Idol. We'll get to all that. But Jennifer Lopez was one of the judges at the time.
Right.
Remember I was like certain that she had a crush on you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So... What do you think about
I tried to convince myself that, too.
Right.
I don't know if that was actually
you.
The case. But
So what do you think about her getting back with him? It's so random. But
Yeah, that's a wacky move, I feel like.
Right?
Because wasn't he going through some stuff? I mean, he's had a rough couple years. But, I mean, I don't know. Maybe they had something that was, you know, they needed to bring it back. I don't know. Maybe the love was strong.
Is she as beautiful in person as she is on TV?
Yeah, more.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I'm serious.
Huh.
She looks, it's like weird, like the skin looks too good. You know what I mean? I'm like, how is it, what do you do? What is your routine?
Oh,
but she had all people around her. You get your hair, you know, hair people. She was getting massages every 2 seconds.
Stop
it was crazy.
It.
I swear to God, she had a massage guy.
What?
In the middle of the show, on our breaks.
What?
I swear.
Producer was, John!
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Can we get her? I thought that's what I was going to get when I got the co-host role.
All right. You thought you were going to come in here, you were going to get massaged?
I got nothing.
Nothing so far. Nothing.
I was hoping maybe there'd be like you guys would make a new theme song or something. I didn't even get a theme song.
No.
That's it.
This
it's not
is,
long enough.
Radio.
It's only 5 days. I know. I just thought maybe.
So what's been going on? Nick Fradiani was season 15 winner of American Idol. He's done a whole ton since that. You were Lorenzo on the national tour of A Bronx Tale.
Yep.
So you've been doing a ton. You've got new music out. What's happening with you?
Well, I mean, it was a weird year and a half, I'd say. As a musician, it's a little weird to not be able to play shows. But I was doing a lot of like online shows, which was really fun. And now music is slowly coming back. So I've been playing shows and recording, putting music out.
Oh, my gosh.
And now co-hosting a radio show for a week.
Yeah, here you go.
Love it.
Oh, wait. You're doing one of those cruises. So I said you're doing like the Rock the Boat cruise?
Rock Boat. And that's in November.
So what happens with that? How do you get approved for that?
I think my agent just called me and said, do you want to do this boat called the Rock Boat? And I actually have known a bunch of people in the past that have played shows with, like Andrew McMahon is on it, and Sister, all cool 90s bands like Sister Hazel, Switchfoot. Remember Switchfoot?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Hopefully... fingers crossed that it actually goes out.
Do you go on the cruise for the whole time, or do they just fly you in for the days that you're performing, or do you perform every night of the cruise?
No, you're on the cruise. You're on the cruise for the week.
So, what do people just stalk you? Like,
I don't know.
Around?
I mean, I wonder. Am I like sitting and eating dinner? Probably. I assume so. There's not like quarters for us to be in. I don't think. I don't know. I've never done it before. I'll have to ask other people that have done it.
All right. So hold on. I have a clip of your new song. What's this song called?
This song is called Never Gonna. And it's my my newest single. And yeah, I put it out a couple months ago.
All right, here's a clip from it. Yeah, that sounds like my Nick Fradiani.
That's me.
And you wrote this at the beginning of the pandemic.
Yeah, that was the first song I wrote once I was on A Bronx Tale, and then that got shut down because of COVID, and then I started writing it. It was my first ever FaceTime co-write, because me and my buddy Nick wrote it together over FaceTime. So
very cool. All right, Nick's going to be with me all week through next Tuesday, and we'll have a whole lot more with him coming up next.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 So all you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. You could always call or text 1-800-330-9999. Raven's away this week, so I have a special guest co-host, Nick Fradiani. Nick, basically, you're not supposed to make judgments on people, but that's exactly what we kind of do.
Oh,
here.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I'm pretty good at that.
Go for it.
Well, for me, off the top of my head, I'm a big coffee drinker. So if you don't drink coffee, that's all I need to know, because I just don't understand it. Like how, and then they brag about it. I feel like it's like it's like a low key brag
all the time. Like, oh, I don't drink coffee.
Yeah.
Oh no, I don't drink. I don't know how you function.
Right.
It's basically
you're
what it comes
human.
Down to.
Yeah.
Right.
And you have batteries in your back and you're a robot, because I don't understand it.
We have a guy here. His name is Ed. And he always brags that he doesn't drink coffee, but he drinks 2 Red Bulls every morning. Now, explain to me.
Well, that's okay. See, I still get it, though, because I'm saying, all right, if you have no caffeine,
yeah,
how do you Like imagine, so somebody just, people just get up and just, and just, and then function in society? Because I don't, I could hardly have conversations.
I was at a bachelorette party this weekend, and so two of the girls don't drink coffee. There's four of us. And to me, it seems so crazy, especially at our age. Like, this is a bachelorette party. Like, we're clearly too old to be partying like that, you know? And like, we got up and we got to go to Starbucks. We got to get the coffee. We got to get going. They're like, no, we're good. What do you mean you're good?
You're good.
You're good. We drank until 1 o'clock in the morning. That's how old I am. And I think that
that's
1 o'clock.
Right, that's so late. Yeah.
It was so late. All right, now it's your turn. 1-800-330-9999. Hi, Anna and Raven.
Yeah. I just want to say, if you go to a concert and leave before the best songs to beat traffic, that's all I need to know.
Interesting.
Does that drive you crazy? When you see people leave your concerts, like,
it's not a great feeling.
No, right?
I mean, especially, I mean, I'm not playing arenas, so if people are leaving in the middle of my set, that's going to look real bad. You know what I mean? Because, like, I can see, I can be like, hey, Bob, sit down. You know, I, like, literally know the person, so.
It's hilarious. All right, up to you. 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. You know, producer John, what I didn't hear was thank you. Thank you for this opportunity to allow me to become Nick Frodiani's friend.
Thank you, Anna. I appreciate it. What's up, Nick?
What's up, bud?
It's nice to meet you, dude.
Great. I mean, great way to meet you, I guess.
Yeah.
Listen to you sing about farm
dude,
animals.
Dude, like, this is cool. This is, like, just, this, yeah. Anyway,
all right.
Sorry.
All right.
He's at a loss for words.
I know. So let me explain what's happening. So Nick Frodiani, American Idol season 15 winner, and also has done national tours of A Bronx Tale on Broadway, and he's basically a really cool guy, is guest co-hosting for me while Raven is on vacation.
Yep.
Producer John is in a couple of local bands, and he loves music. One of the bands is named Dad Bod. I believe
it's the, I mean, the full title is Your Mama's Favorite Dad Bod, but yeah, I mean, yeah, Dad Bod's good for sure.
I actually like that. Okay.
You like,
that's
you're
cool.
Into
yeah,
that?
That's,
okay.
A, that's a pretty cool.
Thanks,
band,
Nick.
No problem.
So when producer John found out that Nick was going to be guest co-hosting with me, he was like, do you think he'll be my friend? And I was like, probably not. And then I was like, I know what we can do. I go, we can have every day you audition like it's American Idol and you can play original music that you write. And then Nick can critique you and then you'll somehow become friends.
You think that's how we're going to become friends?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Right?
Interesting. This is a good approach. Let's try it out.
Yeah, I mean, it feels a little hurtful, but yeah.
Okay. So what I did was a few minutes ago, I gave John a topic. Now, every day from here on out, Nick, you will choose the topic that he will have to write about. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But today I said you have to create an original song about farm animals. Are you ready to hear that original song that he created? First of all, John, how did you feel when you were writing this?
I felt a little nervous. I felt put on the spot. I felt confused about how we're going to make farm animals an interesting, viable topic. But
right.
I think I persevered.
Okay. Ready?
Let's hear it.
Move over, little darling. It's time for an animal jam.
Okay.
Brown chicken, brown cow. We gonna get those chickens clucking. We gonna party with the poultry and ham.
Mm.
Well, it's an animal jam. We gonna party in the barnyard till the rooster crows at 6 a.m.
It's kind of a banger.
Nick.
Kind of a banger. I just want to call attention to the phrase kind of a banger being used.
What do you think,
wow.
Nick? What
well,
do you think?
I mean, I like the groove. I'm a little bit lost for words, but I think there's some talent there. I think there's some, like, real talent.
Thanks, Nick.
I mean, am I going to be his friend?
Well,
that's,
I mean,
another question.
We have a whole week to figure that out.
Because he sat at his, probably at his home and wrote that,
right,
like, on a piece of paper, and that's,
uh-huh,
that's
uh-huh,
concerning.
I mean,
so
it was on my
know,
laptop, but yeah.
All right,
concerning.
So here's the big question, Nick,
yeah,
is, like, you've heard that. Do you think that he has any talent whatsoever? If you were on American Idol and you are going to choose to send him to the next round, would you send him to Hollywood? Do they still send people to Hollywood?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
You still get the golden ticket.
Yeah. Do you still, would he go and get a golden ticket if it was up to you?
I see potential.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, I liked his guitar playing. Was that you playing guitar?
That was, in fact, me playing
okay,
guitar.
So I like,
oh, no, we keep it in his studio for whenever we need it.
That's right.
It's right there.
It's right next to my desk.
Yeah.
I think, I like it.
Okay.
I'm going to have to say I would put him through.
Woo! All right. It's a big day. Woo! Big first day for producer John. All right. So what's going to be tomorrow's topic so he can start writing a song about it?
Let's do oh gosh, favorite foods.
Okay. All right. I can do favorite. If I can do farm animals, I can do favorite foods.
All right. Tomorrow, let's see how he does. What was it like to be on a national tour on a Broadway show like that? I mean, you played an iconic character, Nick.
I know. I had to be De Niro. Right. De Niro on stage. It was awesome. I loved it. It was like the most fun I ever had, to be honest with you. It was just a lot of work because you're playing 8 shows a week. So that was a little much.
So, okay. So Nick Fradiani, he's American Idol season 15 winner. He is my guest co-host all this week while Raven is on vacation. And I remember right before the pandemic started, you came on to talk about the national Broadway tour of A Bronx Tale and that you would be playing Lorenzo, which, like you said, is Robert De Niro in the film. And then, like, I don't know why I thought that there weren't that many that you were able to do before the pandemic shut everything down, but you did 100 shows.
Yeah, we did a ton. We were supposed to do almost 200, and we went all the way till March, I think it was March 15th, and then everything shut down. We were in California, flew home, thought I was getting like a week off, and got many more weeks off than that.
Right. So, also, did you have to dance? I feel like...
No. I was the only character that didn't have to dance in the
show.
I swear it was the greatest thing ever. That's the only reason I got it. If they were like, all right, Nick, now go tap dance, right, there would have been no booking of this gig. So
that's so funny that you got away with not dancing. Because I was thinking about it. I'm like, I don't think I've ever seen Nick dance.
Yeah, so at the end, during bows, there's a little like, kind of like, you know, like just like the wedding dance type thing, like two
old
step.
Man, we call the it the old man shuffle.
I had to do the old man shuffle, and I'll be honest, at the beginning, I was even screwing that up. So luckily, I could play the guitar, and I couldn't play the guitar on the show. But I mean, like, if I had to dance as a musician, it would have been, it's not good. It's not good at all.
You hide behind your guitar, as you were saying.
Yeah, yeah.
So going back to the theaters, and you must have seen a lot of things happening at the time, and there's been this like big backlash that people forgot how to behave at shows. So what kind of advice, what would be like the top three things you would say if you're going to a Broadway show or you're going to a national tour of any kind of musical, whatever, what would be the things that you have to make sure you do?
Okay, well, one, if you know who the actor is, say there's a famous actor, someone you know that's playing a part, don't yell out their name as they walk out on stage.
Oh,
because,
that's me.
Yeah, like I actually opened A Bronx Tale in Connecticut, and I remember hearing someone screaming my name like as I walked out in character, and that's all I could think about. I'm trying to remember my line, so don't do that, okay? If you know who the actor is, just they're in character. They don't need to know. They know their name. You don't have to yell that.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't need that. I'm trying to remember my lines, okay? So that would be my first.
Okay.
This one, my girlfriend taught me this one. If there's a joke, you don't have to overlaugh to prove to everyone that you know that the joke that was made on stage is funny. Like some people, have you ever heard the overlaugher? It's like, enough. Like,
I'm in radio. That's basically what we do.
Okay. Yeah. Like laugh, but like let's not overdo it. Can't do it. Right. And then... let's see. Put your phone away. You could do it. You could keep the phone in your pocket for a couple hours. We all have the ability. So it's tough, but we can do it.
And what I do is completely rude, and I try not to do it, but like a lot of times when like there's a sitter and I'm like worried about the kids, I keep it in between my legs, and then I slide my phone like from my legs, like, and I peek down to see if like anybody texted me.
Right.
Do you see that on stage?
It depends. That's another thing. If you're going to peek, keep the light down low. You know what I mean? Like, you could dim the iPhone a little bit. So, yeah, I mean, if it's super bright, like, it's so dark out there that, like, any light, you know, you could probably see it.
All right. Three good tips. Thank you very much. Why is it trending? Top three things that were trending over the weekend. And you have to guess, why they were trending. Nick Fradiani stepping in while Raven is gone. Nick, why do you think Cardi B was trending over the weekend?
Something wacky she said, or I don't know.
Oh, you mean like this? Okay. Yeah. Okay. You do it because you say it with like a singer's voice.
Okay.
Actually, she had a baby.
Okay.
Yeah, there we go.
Much more simple.
So she gave birth to her and her husband Offset's second baby, a baby boy. He was born on the 4th. She tweeted out yesterday. She has one daughter, and her name is Culture. So Culture is a big sister now. They don't have a name yet for the baby. They haven't released that yet. I don't know if that's a different Instagram thing that we have to look out for, but...
Is that a thing? Like, I don't know. I don't have any kids. And so, like, you do people sometimes not name the baby right away?
Well,
is that like a real thing?
I don't know if it's the same in every state, but I know that you can't leave the hospital until you name the baby. And I remember when I gave birth to Dakota, my little one, that the people next to us, I heard the nurse saying, you can't leave until you assign this child a name.
Wow.
And I go, how do you make it this far, right? And you don't have any idea what you're going to name your baby.
Right. I mean, I could see, like, if you wait to find out the gender, and then it's a little more, but you should still have two, right? You should have at least a boy name, girl name, and, like, all right, here, we're rolling with this.
I had, like, the final three, and, like, I had in our head what it was going to be, but just in case she came out and she didn't look like a Dakota, like, we would change it to Reagan or whatever the backups were.
Gotcha,
but,
gotcha.
Yeah. Anyway, that's why Cardi B is trending. Number two trending, Xbox 360. Nick, why is Xbox 360 trending?
I haven't played video games in so long, but I assume is this a new console?
No.
What is, no?
I believe like that's from like 2005.
Oh, Xbox 360 is old. That's like when you used to play like James Bond and stuff. That's right. Oh, okay.
So there, people were talking about retro gaming and what was their favorite system. I haven't played like for real since I was a kid and my dad brought home the original Nintendo. That was last console that I ever had because I'm not a video game person. Are you?
I'm not, but when I was younger, I loved it. Like, I had a Nintendo, and then I moved on to Sega, Sega Genesis, and then I think the highest I ever got to was, what was after Nintendo 64?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah. Do you still play it now?
No.
Like, never, right?
Don't. I really, even in college, I was one of the, I never got into it.
I know some guys that are...
Drunk Mario Kart is kind of fun.
I guess. Yeah. I guess that's a good time.
Yeah, that's kind of a good time. People are agreeing in the studio.
Everybody's just nodding. Every guy that's in the studio is nodding. I guess that's a guy thing.
Yeah.
All right, also trending this morning, Waffle House. In Atlanta, there was two women. They were fighting over a guy, Nick.
Oh, boy.
Then a guy that was working at the Waffle House approached the guy, and they brawled. Here's what it sounded like.
Ooh. Ooh.
Why is there always somebody at a fight that yells, oh, it's like worst fight you ever saw in public.
Worst fight I ever saw. I was at a casino and I saw a fight break out, and there was like in front of a jewelry store. You know, they have all like the nice stores in the casinos, and the fight somehow somebody went through, like in a movie, went through the glass window, which was kind of terrifying, actually.
That's awful.
But it was pretty, it was awful. And hopefully nobody was severely injured, but
did anybody take the
jewelry? It was kind of cool to see. I mean, not to sound like horrible, but
yeah.
We're going to pretend everyone was...
Everybody was fine.
Was fine.
Everybody was fine.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like the most fights I've ever seen, I saw a fight happen at a Chuck E. Cheese. And
oh wow!
Yeah, and it, there was
who's
kids
angry
everywhere?
At a Chuck E. Cheese?
All the parents.
Oh, that's
all
good,
the parents
that's actually
are
a good
so
point.
Yeah. Not the kids. Right. It's always the parents. That's for sure. Raven's away on vacation, so I have a special guest co-host until he returns next Tuesday. American Idol winner season 15, Nick Frattiani. You know, it's so funny, Nick, because like I remember a while ago, you said you always introduced me as American Idol winner.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've done so much more. You've been on the national tour of A Bronx Tale. You've done.
I mean,
a lot.
This was. I get why people say that,
right?
And we'll probably say that when I'm like 72 years old. It's just it's going to be more and more funny the older I get. So I'm 35. I won when I was 29. But when I'm like 55 and I'm still like, guys, just so you know, I won American Idol 20 something years ago. And I'm like, all right,
your
dude,
grandkids
what
are
the heck's
like,
American
what's
Idol?
What's American right. Idol? No.
Let me show it to
please.
You.
Please. So we asked like on social media, like if you have questions for Nick, like what do you have? And some of them were legit.
And some of them are outrageous.
Yeah,
okay.
But I thought we would play speed round and I go through, I pick 10 of them.
Okay.
And you would just answer them as quickly as you can.
I'll do my best.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Do you still keep in touch with some of the other contestants from American Idol?
Yes.
Who?
Well, I was just the kid that Clark Beckham, who came in second, I actually just stayed. I was in Nashville writing, and I stayed at his place. I keep in touch with Rayvon, who came in third, fourth. And so, yeah, and we're all in a group chat. So, like, yeah, we always stay in touch. And I stay in touch with a lot of people that weren't on my season, too. You know, I have the same agent as, like, Chris Allen and David Cook, so we've played shows together and keep in touch. So,
can I please look at your group text of you and the American Idol people?
It's not that exciting, but you could definitely.
Like, what is
I'll
it?
I'll add you in.
Add me in. Like, I just want to watch silently. I want to just like lurk and be like, hey, Nick, what'd you have for lunch today? Like,
yeah, it's a little more exciting than that, I'd hope. But yeah, we'll add you in.
Question number two: do you still need a manager?
Yes.
You need a manager?
Yeah.
Don't you have one?
Oh, like, do I need a manager? Oh, I thought you mean, like, in my life, do I need someone to manage, like...
Your life?
Right, which I do.
I mean, don't you have a girlfriend now for that?
Yeah, but we like, equally help each other manage our lives. Mm-hmm. I think we both need management. But, yeah, I mean, I have an agent and a manager and stuff like that, so...
Okay. Do you sing in the shower?
Not really. I, like, talk out... One weird thing is, like, sometimes I, like... talk my, like, what I have to do out in my head in the shower, which is kind of weirder than singing.
No, I do
that
too.
I'll be like, all right, what do you do? Like, I, like, have conversations with myself.
Oh, I do that all the time. I'm like, all right, today, here's what we got to do. And, and then I'm like, if anybody's listening, I sound insane.
I shouldn't have told, I'm on the radio for a little bit until I talk to myself. But that's all
right. When you sing Happy Birthday, do you overpower everyone else in the room?
No, underpower. I really tame it down.
Do people mistake you for other celebrities?
No.
What's your favorite pizza topping?
Pepperoni.
What's your biggest regret
in life?
Or
buffalo chicken. Buffalo chicken, too.
Buffalo chicken?
I love buffalo chicken.
All right. What's your favorite pizza... Oh, no, I did that one already. What's your biggest regret?
Oh, my gosh. Biggest regret.
So sad. Deep.
I know.
Dark.
I don't want to get that deep and dark. Biggest regret... Oh, my gosh. I guess I don't have too many, so that's good. I didn't like one of the songs that I had to put out as a single, and I wish I fought one of these songs more. That's a regret.
And one more. How often do you shower?
I love to shower, so twice a day.
That's
morning, night.
I mean, your skin is lovely, but you're ruining it.
Really?
Yeah, you don't have to shower that much.
Morning, night.
That's a lot of showering.
Gotta do it.
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
Nick, one more. Would you rather fight a bear or Chris Daughtry to win $1 million?
Dude, Chris Daughtry's ripped.
Oh,
he's like a strong dude. Uh-huh. But for $1 million, I think I'm still going to have to try to fight off Chris Daughtry, which is not going to be an easy task.
No, it's not. I've interviewed him several times. He's in shape.
He is, but bears are bears.
Yeah, I'm not sure my money's on you. We'll see. Hi, it's Yana and Raven. Who's this?
Virginia.
Hey, Virginia. You are on with Nick Fradiani.
Hi,
say hi. Say hello.
Hello.
Hi, Nick.
What's going on?
Nothing much. Heading to work.
All right.
All right, Virginia. Here's a game I made up. It's called Beat Nick Shazam. And all it is that I'm going to hold up a sign to Nick. He has no idea what I'm going to ask him to sing. He's going to sing a lyric from that song. All you have to do is correctly identify what song it is. 2 out of 3, you win an Amazon Echo. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
All right, today's topic is former American Idol winners, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Nick... Here's the first song I want you to sing, and go!
What doesn't kill you makes you... I can't say the word because it's in the title. Da-da, there's a little taller, doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone.
What song is that, Virginia? Not bad, Nick.
Don't know that one.
Oh! It's Stronger by Kelly Clarkson. It's not looking good, Virginia. All right, next one. Ready, Nick?
Yeah.
Ready, go.
Oh, God. I don't know the words. And I turned my key across the car that da-da-da-da need a four-wheel drive. maybe he'll stop before he cheats.
That was terrible. You were on Broadway? Right. Virginia, what song
I'm
is that?
I'm not singing these seriously.
I'm kidding.
I want to say Lady Antebellum, but
no, I said the word. Come on, I said the title at the end. Maybe next time we'll think before he cheats.
Cheats.
Okay, right? No, it's Before He Cheats by Carrie Underwood. All right, Virginia, how about one last one, okay? How about we'll give it to you if you can get this one last one. And Nick, if you don't know this, I don't know what to do to help you. Hey, ready? Go ahead.
Oh, they're not going to know this one. All right, let's see. This could be the last night of our lives. Gonna chase down our every desire. I'm trying to get to the
Did you forget the words to your own song?
No, I sang it right.
Okay.
Sing, oh, what a beautiful...
Nick Fabiano.
Yep.
It's definitely his song. Do you know the name of it?
Beautiful.
I'm sorry,
Boo.
Virginia. It's
you could
boo
me, too,
life.
For my singing just there.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Virginia. You got 0 right. What that means is we will give our next caller this Amazon Echo. 1-800-330-9999. We'll be playing this all this week at the same time. Maybe we'll have this better tomorrow.
All right. I'll work on it.
Yeah, okay. A lot of stuff changes during a pandemic, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So Raven is gone till next Tuesday. He's down in Disney World with his wife. And Nick Frattiani, who's an American Idol winner, longtime friend, is joining me as a guest co-host for the entire week. And
this
thank
is great.
You again.
I'm having fun.
Good. I'm glad you're having fun. I'm glad you're here. It's fun to see you and it's fun to catch up because it's funny how like you just... The pandemic just like it's like we all disappeared for a while.
It's true.
And you never wanted to talk about girlfriends. Like it was always like a big thing on the airs. I was not allowed to talk about.
A couple of times I'd show you. Yeah, I'd be like, nope.
Nope. You wouldn't bring it. You'd be like, I don't want to talk about it. But but Lauren seems a little bit different, Nick.
Yeah. I mean, yes, it's great. It's going well. And we live together, which is crazy. And things have picked up quite a lot since the beginning of the pandemic, which is basically when we started dating.
Okay, so I have so many questions because you know that I love questions about your dating life. Okay. So Lauren is also a performer. You met her during a Bronx Tale when you were doing the National Broadway tour.
Yep. She was the dance captain, so she didn't have to deal with me dancing, like because my character didn't have any dancing. But she was also in the musical and the ensemble, and we quickly became really close, and then started dating. You know, after the show, so it's been we were the only two people from Connecticut too that were on the show.
Is she a singer or is she a dancer?
Dancer. I would say she's a dancer first, but she's a tremendous singer. Like if you go on my Instagram, we do a bunch of like cover songs together, and so she's just tremendously talented. But her dancing is like out of control good.
Do you think that she's a better performer than you?
She could do more things than I can do. She could sing and dance. I can't do that, but I could play an instrument.
Okay.
I don't know. It's a toss up. I can't. I have to say. I should say I'm the. I don't know. It's.
You think
I should be safe.
Hold on.
I should be safe and say she's the better performer. That's the.
Right.
See, I'm learning.
You're learning.
I'm learning.
When you moved in together, how long have you guys been living together? Because you just said that you were like you feel lost because she's gone off on tour.
Right.
It's
yeah.
The first
so
time.
I bought a house in. I moved in on St. Patrick's Day, so March of 2021.
Okay.
We started living together.
And this is the first time that she's left you. Now, did you move anything in? I feel like you're such a guy's guy that you have a lot of junk that, like, if you're moving in together, like, what am I?
Well, I'm actually the clean freak of the two of us. I'm, like, very much, like, a little OCD when it comes to the house. So the house is, like, I didn't bring a lot of junk. If anything, I'm, like, a minimalist with stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But she was cool. She was, like, bring in whatever you want. I have, like, 100 guitars. So there's guitars, music instruments everywhere. I have a grand piano instead of a dining room table now. Like it's a little, so it's like a little out there. But she's cool. She lets me have whatever. The only thing was I had a huge painting of Tom Petty and Bruce Springsteen, two different ones, in my old bedroom, and she was like, "All right, you could have that, but like not in the bedroom.
I could see.
Let's put that in the studio." So we put that in my studio room.
I mean, it was weird when you wanted to hang it like right over the bed. Like,
yeah,
I could see why she had. A problem
I don't know
with
why
it.
I thought that was normal.
Yeah,
in my
no,
old house,
definitely
but,
not normal yeah. whatsoever. I
okay,
don't know.
I'm learning. Like I said, figuring things out
little by little. You
takes
got it.
Takes me a long time.
Because you're a real famous person, do you find it easier to go approach other famous people, Nick?
No, because I'm not that famous. You know what I mean? No, I still find it very awkward and uncomfortable.
So Raven's away. Nick Frattiani, American Idol winner, and he's done a ton of other stuff. He is going to be guest co-hosting with me till next Tuesday when Raven returns. So over the weekend, I went to a bachelorette party, which FYI, like, I'm 41 years old. Like, going to a bachelorette party, it's a thing, you know, for moms. Like, you know, we had to, like, power nap to get ready to stay up past midnight. It was a big deal. But we're laying out by this pool, and I look over and I go, oh, my God. And the girls are like, and I go, I think it's him. So I do the thing where I pull up my phone and I start pulling up pictures. And then I, girls, check your text. And I text the picture to all of them. And I'm about 74% sure that it's Drew Lachey, Nick Lachey's brother from 98 Degrees.
Okay.
All right. And I'm like looking at him and
I'd be into that. I'd be like excited to see a 98 Degree member.
Well, right. Like it's like a boy band. Right. Like, you know, we're like having a girls weekend. Like it's fun, you know, like and then I was like, all right, do you approach and do you ask or do you not say anything? And are you a creep? But meanwhile, all of us are just staring at him at the pool like a bunch of weirdos, you know? And then I'm like Googling pictures of Drew Lachey with no shirt on because we were at the pool, so he didn't have a shirt on. And then
Then
I felt like a freak. Right. You know, like I'm like, now I'm just looking at like half naked pictures of Drew Lachey on my phone. And then I was like, I'm just going to yell it out. I'm like, Drew! And then I look away really quick.
That was your approach.
Right. And he didn't turn around. So I did again. I was like, Drew! Nothing. And then I went on Instagram, and it was like a couple of days ago. He was in a different town. I'm like, a different state. I'm like, oh, maybe it's not him. And then I let the whole thing go because I was too embarrassed. And you know us girls. We're like, go, just go say hi. Just go say hi. Yeah.
You should have just went and said hi. Because you know what? Drew Lachey is not, they're not like, you know, people aren't lining up. You know what I mean? To like, no, I'm not, nothing against him. Same with me. I'm saying, but like, people like that. Like, he's a musician. I think he would have been happy if he went up and said, like, are you Drew Lachey?
Who's the most famous person that you randomly run into, and what did you do?
John Mayer. And it was a long time ago before American Idol, and I saw him, and I went up. There was a long line of girls to meet him. I was the only guy. And this was before, really, this was when I was in college. And these two girls in front of me, he grabbed their cameras. He took a selfie of them and him. And then it got to me, and I was all nervous. And he was like, I got to go, man. And he just left.
Aww.
And so I was really bummed out. But then in the morning, I'm getting my cousin or somebody texted me. And I was in the front of the New Haven Register, the newspaper. And it's him taking, it says fan favorite, and it's John Mayer holding his camera, taking a picture with these two girls, and me in the background looking like a creep, like staring at into his soul. And so I at least have that picture of me and John Mayer.
Oh my. So you've never seen him since?
I wanted to, like, I have the picture in my phone, like, of the newspaper. And if I ever do meet him, I will tell him that story.
That is hilarious. Yeah. Have you ever actually approached somebody else besides that? And does anybody ever, when people recognize you, what do? Do you say, I got to go, man, and then leave?
Oh, no, I usually say, I mean, it was only crazy, crazy for like the first, I'd say like year after Idol, where it was like, but still, like, I look at like people like Bieber and all those guys, I'm like, I don't know how they do it. Like, how, it must be so overwhelming.
So if somebody sees you in public, you would like for them to stop you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't mind.
Now I feel
guilty.
I
don't like when people, if I'm like eating dinner and like, then maybe not, but like. All the other times, like, yeah, I don't mind.
If anyone ever recognizes me, I hug them immediately, and then I take selfies with my phone to make myself feel like, better. Right?
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us to let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you just decide who's right. Bobby and Melissa. Bobby, let's start with you. What's going on?
So, my fiance and I, Melissa, are getting married, and, you know, she doesn't want kids at the wedding. I get it, but my brother and his two kids, they're very close to me. They're part of my life, and he's expressed that the kids are excited to see their uncle get married. They're talking about it all the time, and I don't have it in me to say no to them. You know,
that's
kind of a big deal to me.
How old are your nephews?
The older one's 8. I think the younger one's 4.
Okay, Melissa. I can understand not wanting kids in general at your wedding, but you don't want to make an exception for his nephews? That seems like pretty close.
I also have kids in like my side of the family, and I just feel like if I let his nephews like come to the party, that means I have to let my family, like the kids in my family, have to come to the party, and I really just want to like enjoy myself and not have to worry about keeping it PG or, you know, safe for kids. It's my wedding, like I want to enjoy it and be free and not have to worry about pretending to be like a well-mannered person if I want to go wild at my party.
Okay, so what kind of crazy stuff are you planning for your wedding?
Nothing too crazy. I just don't want to have to, like, think about kids, you know?
Bobby, how do you think your brother would handle it if you said that the children aren't invited?
To be honest, that's kind of the real thing for me, because it's like, you know, I don't want to inject that conflict into a relationship. It's not going to work.
Well, we can see what our audience has to say, because they may agree with you, Bobby, that how do you tell your nephews who can't wait to see their uncle get married that they're not invited, especially if it's your brother and you guys are close? But they may see Melissa's side, too, that if you start making one exception, you have to make exceptions for everybody. But Melissa, one last question. Do you have nieces or nephews?
Yes.
You do? How old are they?
I have one that's 7, and I have a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old.
And they're not coming to the wedding?
No, they're coming to just the ceremony, which is okay, because that is, like, beautiful, but they're not coming to the party.
Okay. All right, let's see what you think. 1-800-330-9999 is the Couples Court. It's always a tough call. Whenever you're dealing with weddings, you got to figure out who's going to get invited and who's not going to get invited. And when you're dealing with, like, are the kids going to come? That's even tougher. Bobby and Melissa are getting married. He has a 4 and 8-year-old, 2 nephews. and he would like to invite them to the wedding. But his fiance, Melissa, says no, because if we invite them, we're going to invite all the kids. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Hannah and Raven.
I'm Hannah on both. I think that the kids, it's important for the kids to come to the ceremony, especially if they're close to him. But they can have dinner, and then you can get a nanny or one of the older cousins watch the kids in a room for the night while the adults have fun. Both of them win.
What would you do in this situation, Nick?
I mean, I say let the kids come and just live your life. Do what you want to do.
See, I agree. Like, have fun. I think it's cute, and it doesn't bother me when kids are at a wedding. Like, I like to see them on the dance floor having a good time.
I actually got concussed as a child at a wedding, acting like a crazy kid at my aunt's wedding, and like basically ruined the wedding, I think. So actually, maybe it is. I just remembered that. I did. I had to go to the hospital at my aunt's wedding.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. It's tough when you're deciding what kids are invited to the wedding. Bobby and Melissa are planning a big wedding, but Melissa doesn't want any kids there, and that includes Bobby's 4- and 8-year-old nephews who are very excited to come.
Aww.
I know. Don't you feel bad for them?
I do.
I know. But you want to know what? We're getting a lot of calls not feeling very bad for them and saying, like, it should be a blanket rule. Because that's what Melissa says. You start making exceptions for your nephews, and now
right,
we have to start
all of a sudden
making everybody
there's
else.
55 children running around.
Right.
I get it. It's a tough one. This is a tough one.
And now you got to get a bounce house for
right,
your wedding.
Right, exactly.
All right. Whose side are you on? What do you think? Do you make an exception for the nephews? Do nieces and nephews get a pass? Because I know they certainly would at my wedding. That's for sure. 1-800-330-9999. Hey, Couples Core, whose side are you on?
Hi, I'm actually on the husband or the husband-to-be side because, well, my name is Sherry, and my husband and I had to face the same dilemma with our own wedding, and we didn't know what to do, and the basic decision was we loved our family very much. It was important to us to share it with everyone, so we did immediate family only, and I actually had my niece and nephew in my wedding. My niece was my proper girl, my nephew was my ring bearer, and they still talk about our wedding to this day. We've been married 28 years.
What I find, Nick, is that like when the kids do go to the weddings,
mm-hmm.
like they remember that, and it's a big deal for them. Like they remember that for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, it's fun stuff. I love family weddings. I always have a great time at it, and I think, but I also do understand that it could be a lot to invite everyone. It can get overwhelming, mm-hmm. especially like I'm an Italian. Like I know if I get married one day, it's going to be tough to like decide who can come. So I see why this is stressful.
But don't you think that nieces and nephews get a pass?
I say give the kids a pass.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on her side. I'm sorry. I drive a limo and party bus. I do a lot of weddings, and the parents regret every day bringing the kids to the reception. They get to the church. After the church, let them go home. And let the parents enjoy. But when I see them into the night, the parents always shake their heads and say, boy, what a mistake that was.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Bobby, our audience agreed with you. Melissa, you have to make some exceptions, and I think that this is a good one that you're going to have to make. If he's close with his nephews and he really wants them there, it's his wedding too, and he should be able to have a say in that.
Okay.
Bobby, you cool with that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm frankly a little bit relieved. Obviously, I want everything to go smoothly, but I think this is for the best.
My concern is, Melissa, is how do you explain now to your nieces and nephews that his are coming and yours aren't coming? But it's exactly like you said. It opens up a can of worms because now you got to figure out what you're going to do. I know. It's not a good situation to be in, and I'm sure that you're not alone. There's a lot of people that have had to go through this, too.
Yeah, I mean, now he doesn't have the problem, but now I have the problem.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, I get it. It's never easy. All right, you have a problem, too? Send an email, couplescourt@annaandraven.com.